Okay, on the mics now, Sergeant. Thank you very much. And we will wait for Mr. Price, but do we have a quorum?
Yes, we do.
Okay, we'll call the roll.
Senator Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Onestad?
Onestad here. Desaulniers?
Here.
Desaulniers here. Price?
All righty, we have established a quorum. Mr. Price will be joining us shortly. Welcome to Assemblymember De Leon and to Mr. Lara as well. The other two witnesses are going to have to introduce themselves. So we will take up AB 900 right now on the City of Bell. This will be an urgency measure on the floor, members. Go right ahead, Mr. De Leon.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Good morning to the senators. Thank you for the opportunity to present AB 900. This is a urgency measure. This legislative proposal was brought to me by Ricardo Lara, who works for me, and he's also the Democratic nominee to the 50th Assembly District. Obviously, fait accompli, he will be the next Assembly member representing the City of Bell, the city in question with regards to this measure, AB 900. AB 900 is a response to the state controller's finding a few weeks ago that the City of Bell collected excessive property taxes from its homeowners. What happened in Bell, as we all know, which is known not just statewide, nationwide, but rather worldwide, is immoral, it's outright disgusting, and outright illegal. The residents of Bell deserve their hard-earned money back, and we need to move quickly. I'd like to turn over this opportunity now, Madam Chair, with your permission, so that our soon-to-be colleague in the lower branch of the this legislative institution, Mr. Ricardo Lara, to say a few words.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Move the bill.
Thank you, Senator Onestad. So we have a motion on the floor, Mr. Lara. Go ahead briefly, and then your other two witnesses.
Great. I just want to thank Senator De Leon and De La Torre and Senator Calderon for their leadership on this important issue. You know, the biggest slap in the face thus far for you know, the cities, the residents of Bell have been this $2.9 million in excessive property taxes, which already we know the families are cash strapped in Bell. And so I'm here to support, and I also have here from the City of Bell over 300 letters of support supporting AB 900. And so, you know, on their behalf, I'm here to urge your support and would welcome your support for AB 900. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So there's $2.8 million in overcharge taxes that'll go back to about 40,000 residents.
That is correct,
what's
Madam Chair.
The timeline for that, Mr. De Leon? How long will it take for the people to get the refunds?
Let me turn that question over, that technical question, because it would go through the County of Los Angeles, who would issue the reimbursements directly to the residents of the City of Bell. With the city, we have the interim city acting manager, our city administrator of Bell, Mr. Pedro Carrillo.
Madam Chair, it's our understanding that it would we'd work in the next year. So in the next fiscal year, we would work with the county assessor's office to make certain that those who deserve a refund on the over assessment will get their rightful due.
So in real time, what's your fiscal year?
Our fiscal year is July through July 1st.
So would it be after July of 2011?
It would probably be 2011, yes, ma'am.
But July, or later? Oh, before. Before the end.
That is our target.
Good. All right. That's good. Any other comments?
I do, Madam Chair.
Les Kleinberg for Controller John Chung, the sponsor of the bill. Our auditors discovered this problem, and in fairness, this bill will deal with it so that the people who actually had the money basically stolen from them would be able to recoup it.
Very good. Any additional witnesses in favor? We're going to need a few chairs, gentlemen.
Madam Chair.
Oh, yes. Do you have another comment?
Yes. My name is Pedro Carrillo.
Great introduction. I'm the interim CAO of the City of Bell. I've been serving in this capacity for over a little over a month, and we've been assisting with all the agencies in trying to clean up the city, institute best practices, and bring transparency to this city. In the past few weeks, we've taken some actions with reference to cutting salaries, appointing a new city attorney, entering a phase one investigative series that will bring the end to previous practices that the former administration had implemented. Our point is to reduce property taxes to the residents, to establish new protocol, to make certain that City Hall is open and accessible. We've instituted some election reforms with the help of both Assemblymember De Leon and Assemblymember-elect Ricardo Lara, to make certain that the county and not the city administer the next election. We've been working around the clock to bring justice and fairness to the city. We're working with the Attorney General's Office, the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, and our own internal investigators. On July 27th, we asked the State Controller, Controller John Chung, to conduct an independent audit so that we can get a full picture of the city's finances. It's through that audit that we discovered that the Bell residents had been illegally overassessed through the property taxes from 2007-2010. The very next business day after the Controller Chung announced his findings, the council took action to lower the property taxes, and the residents are no longer paying these improper rates. Assembly Bill 900 rightfully allows tax refunds to go directly back to the owners of Bell properties that were illegally taxed over the past 3 years. For a city that has been upended by the fraudulent actions of this previous city management and let down by a lack of proper oversight from state leaders, this bill will serve as a small token of justice in the face of an epic wrongdoing and provide financial relief to a city riddled with economic uncertainties. Passage of AB 900 would also send an important message to Bell residents that our legislature can and will act swiftly to protect their best interests and do what's necessary to help move the embroiled city forward. City leaders have already fulfilled the responsibility on this item in lowering property taxes. Now, on behalf of the residents of Bell, I'm asking the legislature to finish the job and provide the opportunity for Bell residents to get the rebates they deserve. Thank you.
Madam Chair, members, just briefly, David Wolf with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. We're in support.
Thank you. Further testimony in favor?
Madam Chair and members, Bill Seiberling representing the Board of Supervisors of Los Angeles County, also in support of the measure. Thank you.
Thank you. Other testimony in favor? Any other testimony in favor? Is there opposition testimony? Opposition testimony. Members, we have a motion from Senator Onnestad. Mr. De Leon, would you care to close?
I think the respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Beg your pardon. Senator Price?
Just one question. I appreciate the author. There was a suggestion, though, that charter cities are going to be disadvantaged in recruiting because of this. Any comments about
this? This would be a different measure. This is a measure that I don't know the exact bill number, but Mr. Hector De La Torre is carrying a whole package of measures. This is specifically deals with the reimbursements for over-assessments property.
Okay. All righty. Anything further?
Nope.
All righty. We'll call the roll.
Senators Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Onnestad?
Aye.
Onnestad, aye. Desoigné?
Aye.
Desoigné, aye. Price?
Aye.
Price, aye.
That bill is out. It's unanimous.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you,
members.
Mr. De Leon. Thank you for your testimony. All righty. Now, is Mr. De La Torre here?
No.
Is he still on the plane? Okay, Mr. Torres, then you're presenting for Mr. De La Torre. Now, this is AB 827, members. Again, related to the City of Bell.
First of all, let me apologize on behalf of Senator De La Torre for his absence today. Due to the recent information that came to light regarding the City of Bell, it has been found that Bell has been using taxpayer dollars to compensate its top officials some of the highest salaries and benefit packages in the nation. Specifically, AB 827 would prohibit an employment contract to have an automatic renewal, an automatic compensation increase, an automatic raise in excess of cost of living adjustments without a public vote of the council.
All righty. Testimony in favor?
Madam Vice Chair, Dan Filizzato on behalf of the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office. We're in support of AB 827. The type of activity that AB 827 seeks to prohibit is the type of activity that's led our office to have to investigate some of the employment contracts in the City of Bell. It's also this type of activity that automatic raises and renewals causes when they're in excess of a normal COLA is what causes the public to lose confidence in our elected officials. We think that restoring that faith is important. For that reason, we're in support.
Thank you. Any other testimony in favor? Opposition testimony.
Uh,
Madam Chair and members, Dan Carrick on behalf of the League of California Cities. More just voicing some concerns at this point. The bill is in its amended form just came out.
You don't have an opposed position yet? Or
No, not yet.
All right, just to be clear.
Just a couple of concerns. First of all, on the charter city issue, we traditionally defend charter city authority, and we think there are some issues in this bill from our review on that topic. A couple of other points, just from a drafting standpoint, we've had a lot of questions about the definition of the term at will and who that applies to. We think it goes quite deeply into local agencies, so it's not just the senior executive staff. It would be many employees in local agencies that would be covered by that. A reading that augments that interpretation is there's a definition of compensation in the bill that's been lifted from SB 501, which is also moving through the process, uses the word filer, and under the term filer is under those that fill out a conflict of interest statement, a form 700. In SB 501, there's other language that narrows what the term filer means to only apply to certain senior level employees. This just uses the term filer, so if you read at will and filer together, it's probably going to apply quite broadly. So those are just some initial comments based upon a recently amended version of the bill that I think came into print Friday. Thank you.
Mark McDonald, McCallum Group, on behalf of a number of community college districts, Los Angeles, San Diego, Los Rios, Kern, and we're in the same position. We don't have an opposed position right now, but would echo the concerns from the League of Cities. Our CEOs do complete an annual evaluation form, which makes any contract continuation contingent on a positive evaluation, but there has been great confusion in the field as to which employees this bill would capture, and obviously the deeper it goes, the more problematic it becomes for implementation. We've been talking with the author. We prefer amendments. The author's offered a letter in the journal, but we'll continue to work. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, please.
Yes, Madam Chair, Bonnie Slauson, representing the Community College League and the chief executive officers in the Community College governing boards of the state of California. We too have similar concerns about how deep the definition of excluded employee goes. We feel that it could capture more than just the upper management level, thereby could cause some confusion in compliance and implementation, as well as could increase costs overall for the implementation of the bill at the local level. Thank you. And we've also been working with the author's office as well as the consultant, Mr. Detweiler, on this.
Madam Chair, members. Mike Dillon, representing the California Association of Sanitation Agencies. We'd also appreciate some clarification on that section. One of our agencies, all of their employees are at will, and so we would think it'd be appropriate for all of them to have to meet this requirement. Thank you.
Thank you. Additional testimony, pro, con, or in the middle? Mr. Torres, you might want to respond to, is there a way that you, Mr. De La Torre, can tighten up these definitions in the...
Our belief is on page 3, when we talk about excluded employees, it's those that report directly to the legislative body, and that would essentially be the superintendent, the city managers. We are willing to put a letter to the journal to clarify that we don't intend for all employees of the city or school district to be included within this provision of the bill, but under our determination with Ledge Council, those that report directly are very limited.
Alrighty. Members, what's your pleasure? Comments? Questions? Do I have a Mr. Price?
My question about the recruiting and the disadvantage charter cities may have in terms of recruiting. You want to respond to that at all?
Our belief is there's no limitation of recruitment. It's just the bill ensures that automatic increases are prohibited, and any automatic renewals of contracts. So as far as recruitment, the ability to entice someone to go to a school district or city, this bill won't limit that in any way.
Anything further, members? Is there a motion on the bill?
I move the bill.
Thank you, Senator. Care to close?
Just respectfully ask your eyes. I vote.
Thank you. Thank you. We will call the roll then, please, Sylvia.
Senators Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe? Aye. Onnestad?
Aye.
Onnestad? Aye. Desaulniers?
Aye.
Desaulniers? Aye. Price?
Aye.
Price? Aye.
Unanimous. The bill is out. Thank you. That it completes the file so far. We're adjourned.